Sayyidina Bara bin Azib radiyallahu ta'ala an has stated, he participated in a funeral with Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu was salam. This hadith is in Ibn Majah. The Holy Rasul alayhi salatu was salam sat at the edge of the grave and cried so much that the soil became wet. Then he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, make preparations for this, meaning grave. Dear brothers, we are talking about that personality because of whom we became believers, by the virtue of whom we will enter paradise. When we will see that personality in our grave, inshallah, we hope to recite durood and salam upon him. In fact, this should be the wish of every true believer. But look at how beloved of Allah alayhi salatu wassalam is educating us, teaching us, sitting beside the grave, gave us the message that prepare for this grave. The mindset Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wassalam gave about the final destination, meaning grave. When Sahaba Ikram alayhi Ridwan learned from Rasulullah alayhi salatu wassalam, what was their mindset? Let me mention that. Allahu Akbar, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Dhul-Nurain. Hazrat Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala an, he is that personality without any doubt who will go to Jannah for sure. Not only once, rather twice. Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wassalam gave him glad tiding of Jannah. Such a status. But when he radiyallahu an used to visit somebody's grave, he would shed tears to such an extent that his blessed beard would become wet. It was asked of him, you do not cry when paradise and hell are mentioned, but you weep a lot by the graves. What is the reason for this? He radiyallahu an replied, I heard from Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, the first stage of the afterlife is the grave. If the deceased attains deliverance at this stage, then the subsequent matters are easier than this. And if he does not receive deliverance at this stage, then the matters after it are more severe. My dear respected Islamic brothers, just ponder. Companions of the Prophet, even Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wassalam himself, used to shed tears when they would see grave. Our pious predecessors used to shed tears when they would go to any funeral, to the extent that it would become hard to recognize family members of the deceased amongst the crowd. You know, nowadays what happens when we go to the funeral, if we want to find out who is amongst the family member of the deceased, we see someone who's crying and weeping. We go and meet him in order to do condolence and share our sentiments. It is said that in the past, that funeral situation was such, everyone used to cry. And it would become hard to recognize who is from the family members of the deceased. Because those people used to attend funeral and they would remember their own death. They used to think in a way that today this deceased has departed, tomorrow is my turn. Today we hear announcement that so-and-so has passed away. This is the time of his funeral prayer. Yes, yes, remember, tomorrow the same announcement will be made for us too.